greatest gender benders in music.
With the support of Kamishun Namyong.
Only on Radio Nova.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Freddie Mercury of Queen was one of the most famous and flamboyant men in music, loved by heterosexual hooligans as well as glam boys. Even today, everyone is still a Freddie fan. His theatrical stage presence, makeup and an androgynous appearance challenged traditional norms of the time, most notably in the I Want to Break Free music video. The Queen band members dressed in drag, Freddie wearing a wig with a pink sweater vest, tight leather short skirt with stockings and high heels, John Deacon, Brian May and Roger Taylor as a schoolgirl, grandmother and gal in her pink pyjamas. The clip on YouTube alone has been watched by over 550 million people. But surprisingly, it wasn't all Freddie's idea.
Everybody thinks it probably was my idea because they think I'm but it's not. It wasn't at all. Something like that was the back of my mind. But funny thing is, the others came up with the idea, and I said, fine, I'll do it. And so it came to fruition. But I was shocked, actually, to think, my God, that they're expecting to actually dress up in drag. And I said, fine. Then I took the bull by the horns, and I just said, right, now we do it. Now we do it properly.
While Freddie Mercury's sexuality wasn't publicly acknowledged until after his death in 1991, his stage presence and music have become a symbol of acceptance and celebration in the queer community. He broke the rules and took the rigid concepts of gender and not only bent them, but transcended them. Freddie Mercury of Queen, one of the greatest gender benders of music on Radio Nova.